Calling all detectives. When I got $25 to keep a prize fighter from being annoyed by his friends, I met a man who thought he had a million friends. That is the situation on this page from my casebook. The casebook of Jerry Browning, private detective. There's many a time that a private detective like me, Jerry Browning, wishes he were in some other business. I was sitting on a crate in the baggage car of a train that was doing 75 miles an hour, but seemed to be creeping over the endless prairie. I couldn't smoke, so I just sat there and thought about Willie Warner, and the first time I met him. That goes back almost 10 years.
Hit him, Willie! Hit him! Knock his head off, Willie!
When Willie hit them, they stayed hit. He was the hope of the languishing light heavyweight division, a sure champion to be. Willie made $2,500 that night. I got $25 to keep over-enthusiastic fight fans from his dressing room.
How are they coming, pal?
Fine, Willie. All clear. Nobody will bother you.
Listen, fella. Nobody ever bothers me. Long. What's your angle?
I'm working.
Part-time cop, eh? I made $2,500. I'll bet you didn't get $50. Well, so long, sucker.
Yep. Willie could have been champ, but he never was. $10,000 to take a dive. Let a youngster beat him so that the smart boys could clean up. It looked good. But the youngster was over-anxious. He broke Willie's jaw. An accident, nobody's fault, but it finished Willie as a fighter. Too bad. He had a lot of color. The town loved him.
I got friends. I'm a deputy billing inspector. If anybody wants a billing okay, he's got to take care of Willie first.
I walked up to the bar and put my hand on Willie's arm. That's what I wanted to hear, Willie. I'm working for the Civic Betterment Association, and you're under arrest.
Maybe he can't go 15 rounds no more. But Willie's still got one good punch in him. So long, sucker.
When I tried to arrest a bribe-taking ex-fighter, he knocked me cold. I didn't get Willie that time. He went into hiding while we cleaned up the ugly little racket of shaking down property owners. The next I heard of him was more than a year later.
They called the place the Grand Ballroom, Mr. Browning, but it's nothing more than a low dive. My son went up there out of curiosity. His wallet was stolen. And when he made the mistake of complaining, this bouncer, Willie, they called him, beat up the boy so terribly that he's still in the hospital.
All right, Mr. McComb. I'll look into it. I waited until the ballroom closed and Willie came downstairs. Hello, Willie.
Hello, sucker. Don't tell me you still got that old rap against me.
Nope. This is a new one. You beat up a kid, Philip McComb. He's in bad shape.
It's all for laughs. Forget it.
Oh, Willie. This time I'm taking you in. Willie thought he still had it, but this time I was watching him, stepped inside the haymaker he threw and...
hit him where it hurt the hardest.
I'm sorry, Willie, but you can't beat it forever. Sitting in that baggage car and thinking about Willie Warner wasn't making me feel any better. I needed a smoke, but I didn't want to leave the car. Looked at my wristwatch. 6 hours more before we'd get into town. 6 hours more of being cooped up. If you think that's hard, try being cooped up for 6 months. The way Willie Warner was, the first time.
So long, Willie. Get smashed.
I was waiting outside the jail. Hello, Willie.
Hello, sucker. You got another rap?
Nope. We're all square, Willie. I've got a job for you, if you want it, at the Wilkins Foundry.
Listen, sucker. This is my town. I got a million friends. I had some bum breaks, okay, but now I'm smart.
All right, Willie. Maybe Willie did have friends, but he made some new ones in jail.
Okay, everybody, this is a stick-up. Nobody moves, nobody gets hurt. Hand over that dough, nice and easy. Yeah, that's the way. So long, suckers.
Nobody got hurt in that stick-up, or in the next few. But that kind of luck doesn't last long. At a gas station holdup a few months later...
This is like taking candy from a kid.
Hey, Willie, there's a prowl car coming.
Run for it, Sandy!
Yep. A lucky shot got Willie in the shoulder. And he had 5 years in which to sit quietly and let it heal. And when they released him that time...
Hello, sucker. Kind of thought you'd be waiting for me.
I wouldn't want to disappoint you, Willie. Look, you were a great fighter one time. Even a moderately nice guy. Not for your sake, but for the Willie I remember. A kid who fought 6 rounds with a broken hand and won. For that guy, I can still get a job. It's a chance to live, Willie.
You know, sucker, I could like you if I didn't hate your guts.
I caught glimpses of Willie around town after that. He was back in the money there for a while. Sporty car, expensive clothes, no visible means of income. Then...
Jerry, we've got a hot tip. Gang will try to knock over the Second Federated Bank this afternoon. Since the Banking Association's your client...
All right, Dawson, I'll be there. There were 40 of us there. A tight net around the bank, a trap into which a gang could enter, but not leave. We caught the gang on the sidewalk, all but the driver of the getaway car. He was Willie Warner, and he smashed through the net for a while. For 5 weeks, to be exact. He left town then, got as far as Minneapolis, where a cop with a good memory for faces spotted him in a crowd. It cost that cop 2 bullets in the leg. It cost Willie his life. I went up there to identify the body and to escort it back for the burial that some sentimental fight fans chipped in to buy to keep Willie from a pauper's grave. Okay. So there we were together for the last time in a baggage car. Me, the sucker, and Willie, the hard guy. He had nothing more to worry about. He was going home to the town where he had 1 million friends. So what's the lesson? I don't know. Unless maybe, like I said, if you're going to be hard, you'd better be hard as steel. Because that's the only thing that'll turn aside a cop's bullet.